What is up, everybody? Welcome back to yet another episode of Real Talk University, the number one podcast on college campuses across America. So today we have yet another episode of our lecture series for you guys, where Andre and I go solo for an episode without an interview guest, and we just talk on a specific topic. So for today, we're going to be talking about how to grow on social media, as we feel like social media is paramount to your success and building a brand in 2019. So 6 months into the podcast, we have found success on every single social media platform, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or YouTube. So we're going to take you guys through our secrets and our tips and hacks to ensure that you'll be able to launch your social media game as well.
Definitely. And I think social media is a huge, huge piece to what Christian and I have built over these last 6 months with the podcast and with our brand and building an audience. And I think it's ever important going forward for you guys to take advantage of the opportunities on the said platforms. So we're really excited to deliver some of the hacks and things that we've learned and took away from the last 6 months of building our brand and what we're doing going forward. So the first thing on our list that you guys need to do is to pick a niche. So whether it be a podcast, a blog, anything, a cooking page, whether you're talking about Marvel Comics, sports, literally whatever it is, you could find success. There's a market and an audience for it, but you just have to narrow it down and stick to it and go all in on one thing, because if you don't have a niche, you're not going to have an audience that comes back to every single one of your posts and content.
That's exactly right. One of our interview guests, John Lee Dumas, basically said that to find success in today's saturated age of social media, you have to find a hyper niche, like focus on one specific topic within a field, and then develop a following and grow from there. So rather than making a really broad page on sports, maybe make a page on the Golden State Warriors or the Pittsburgh Steelers. Or rather than focusing on Marvel, maybe follow one character's story arc and then grow a following from there and just make loyal followers. The most important thing is engagement, and if you can get people to view your posts repeatedly and comment on them, that's how you're going to grow and create an audience. So make sure that you pick a defined niche and just try to expand from there.
Definitely, yeah, you hit it on the nail there with getting hyper niche. That's a great point. So we're just going to intro to the platforms that we've been using over the course of this journey with the podcast. And there's really four main ones, but of course, depending on what you decide to do and what kind of person you are, there's tons of other platforms and emerging platforms that you too can take advantage of. So the first one that I think is the biggest and the most trending right now is Instagram. It's a great app. It's free, obviously, and I think you could create up to like 6 profiles for one phone, and the business page feature is great. Everyone's on there. The organic reach is like it was with Facebook a few years ago. It's super easy to create content. It's super easy to find engagement. Ads are really easy to run on Instagram. They don't cost much for impressions. It's just, I think, honestly, my favorite platform right now, just because of how much you can do with it in terms of video content, quotes, pictures. You could get artsy with it. You can even do IGTV, which is basically like a short form video similar to YouTube. Stories are as ever popular as before. There's just literally so much you can do with Instagram, and I think that's the hottest right now.
Yep, so another platform that's really effective is Twitter, because for Twitter, the timeline is so dense with tweets that you can basically do a bunch of trial and error on there, because no one's going to see that you posted like 20 times in one day, unlike Instagram, where they're going to notice that you just keep firing out pictures. So for Twitter, if you want to test out some content, see what's working and what's not to go back to Instagram and LinkedIn with, just feel free to post away all over Twitter, post whatever content you want, and then you can search up key terms that relate to your niche and interact with a ton of people there. The cool thing about Twitter is that it's very conversational, so rather than Instagram where it's just in the comments, you can reply to anybody's tweet, engage with them, make it seem really personal, and grow, like, expand your following that way.
Definitely, and I think the next platform we got to cover is LinkedIn, and a lot of people look at LinkedIn more as just a profile or a resume and not really a social media platform. But recently, especially if you're following Gary Vee and some of the other influencers, LinkedIn is taking a huge turn, and they're really cashing in on the organic reach that this content and the posts are getting, especially with articles and if you stay consistent on LinkedIn. I mean, for me especially, just with a few tips and tricks and hacks that we've discovered so far, we've been able to reach a ton of business professional people, especially for a niche like Christian and I are in with like entrepreneurship and business. It's just the perfect target audience, and the organic reach is super, super good. like, again, better than Instagram even right now. So, I mean, it's something that you definitely have to take advantage of. And, I mean, I think it's just a land grab right now. So, if you could get in on there right now and just set yourself up and position yourself as an expert, I think it's really going to pay off in the future because they have a great team of founders running it, and I think they're going to take it in the right direction.
Absolutely, guys. Make sure to get ahead of the curve, get on LinkedIn, and start interacting with people. So the last one we're going to go into is YouTube. While a lot of people think that YouTube is a very saturated platform with a ton of creators and people posting out videos, there's really a lot of untapped niches that people haven't really saturated the market with yet. For entrepreneurship and interviews, there's not like an incredible amount of people posting video podcasts on there, only because people mainly focus on Apple Podcasts and social media for video content, and Apple Podcasts for audio content, obviously. So if you can find a niche that isn't really saturated yet and isn't really discovered yet for its potential on YouTube, make sure to start blasting out YouTube videos on there. You can create a huge following, create ad revenue, and just really blow up on YouTube. So make sure to try that out, guys, if you are looking for another platform.
Definitely. So now we're going to get more into how to actually operate on these platforms and the tools to use. So the number one thing is creating content. So I think it's really cool if you look at it almost like a content funnel. You create one long form piece of content, whether it be a blog post or a podcast, an article, a book, whatever it is. And then that funnels down into short form content, maybe a video snippet for Instagram, just like a 2-sentence tweet, a 5-paragraph LinkedIn article, whatever it is. You create something once and then let it trickle down the funnel. So what we use for content, some of the apps we use is Canva and InShot. So Canva is a free app. It's basically, if you have no idea how to design something or have never had experience with design, then get this app, because no matter who you are, you'll be able to start making the most gorgeous, attractive content in the game, and you'd look like an expert. And it's super easy to use. And then the other one's InShot. That's just for videos. So if you are doing a video podcast or a YouTube channel or a vlog, InShot will allow you to create content curated for YouTube, Instagram TV, or just Instagram video posts in general. So those are two of the ones that I use most often.
Yep. And before we started to do video content for our podcast, we used Audiograms, which is basically you take a snippet of your audio podcast and put a picture of your guest over it. And it's a really, like, really interesting looking way of showing the sound waves on a picture of the person. It's just a really attractive method of getting your audio clip out there. But yeah, definitely Andre hit the two main ones that we use for Instagram, because even though we're not experts, the platforms that we use for that really make it easy and simple to make it look like we are very good at graphic design. And it's also very attractive for Instagram. All the top influencers are using InShot right now for their video content. So make sure to be on top of that, guys.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to pop in here quick with a super, super simple and effective tool that a lot of people have never even heard of, and it's just simply called remove.bg. So if you're trying to make a thumbnail for YouTube, or you're trying to put someone's face or a picture onto some design of any type, and you're trying to just get their face with a transparent background, then go to remove.bg and simply upload a picture of whoever you're trying to do it. We do this for our YouTube videos when we put a picture of our guest on the thumbnail, and it literally takes like 3 seconds and it'll just give you a file to download. The easiest tool I've ever used, and I literally like Canva, and with InShot, I use it on a daily basis. So check that out.
Absolutely. So the next thing is authenticity, because what's really going to win people over is when you relate to them and give out real advice. I mean, the content that a lot of people create, a lot of people rent cars and make it look like they're showboating with all their money, but in reality, they're not documenting the journey and the struggles that they use to get there. And then also, those people probably can't really afford that stuff. They're just trying to make it look good on Instagram to get a following. But what's going to win people over is you documenting the journey, documenting your struggles, your inner feelings, anything that you experience along the way that people can agree with. Because if you just come out as some playboy with a bunch of cars and models, no one's really going to be able to relate to that. And they're just going to be jealous of you. They're not going to want to reach out to you. You're going to seem unapproachable to them. So 100% make sure to be vulnerable, show emotion, and just attract an audience via raw emotion and being authentic, like we said to start it out with. So absolutely.
Definitely. You hit it perfectly there. And the last thing I want to add to that is it really takes zero effort to be yourself. So there's no reason to force anything else. So that's all I'm going to leave it off with.
Yeah, and I think that in today's social media age, it's been hard for people to really express themselves without feeling the pressure of being judged by other people. But what's really going to help you stand out is just be yourself, be your true, authentic self, and people will gravitate towards you. So next thing is audience comes first. I mean, the whole point of starting a social media page for your personal brand is to grow a loyal audience. So make sure you're interacting with them via DMs or the comment section. Reply and like all the tweets that you receive for feedback. We always make sure to interact with the people that are loyal to us. I mean, while it's great to put out how you feel and what you're doing, it's the main point of doing social media for personal branding is to grow an audience. So make sure you're keeping them in mind and doing what makes them entertain and gives you guys a lot of engagement. So definitely be sure to interact.
Yeah, and this is why I love Instagram as much as I do, is just because of the engagement that you get from your audience. It's great. And then you can also start tracking to see where that engagement is coming from with their insights. So Instagram offers like probably the best insights in their actual app compared to any of the other social media platforms. So you could track things like how often people are commenting, where those comments are coming from, countries, gender, all age groups, all that kind of stuff, which is super useful to you, the content creator, to basically start curating your content towards your audience based on what previously worked. So I would definitely do exactly what Christian said. Listen to your audience. Make sure you're constantly engaged with them so that they're always hearing from you. You got to make them feel important because they are. And you just always got to remember that the reason you're creating and putting this content out is to help your audience. So never forget that.
Exactly. I mean, think about if you've ever met a celebrity and your first impression of them is that they're really welcoming and willing to sit down and talk to you, you're going to cherish them and look up to them even more than you already did. So just act as a celebrity in your case on social media and always be sure to leave a good impression on your audience. So now we want to go into how to grow organically on social media, with the first topic being collaborating with influencers. So while it might cost a little bit of money to have an influencer with a large following shout out your page or do a shout out for shout out or even come on for a video, it's definitely worth it because once they post it on their page, all of their extremely loyal followers will be willing to look at your page because they worked with you, and hopefully some of their followers will correlate over to your page where you can start growing an audience from their following.
Definitely. And two things here. One, the way Christian and I have done it, we haven't even had to pay for any influencers to shout us out or promote our content because of the way we do it with the podcast, is we offer value to these influencers so that they in turn will post it and add it to their feed because it makes sense to them. So simple things like Tim Sykes, who has over 1.5 million followers, posting a video snippet of our podcast episode because it's something that relayed his message and emphasized his message to his audience. So you just got to start finding and thinking in this sort of way of how your content and how you could mutually benefit rather than just thinking, how much am I going to pay him? And then second of all, if you can't think of anything like that or there's really nothing for you to do along those lines, it's never been cheaper than the reach you're going to get from an influencer these days. So you have to take advantage. Influencers are so underpriced in 2019, and in 2, 3, maybe 4 years from now, you're going to look back and regret it if you didn't take full advantage of the opportunities out there in the influencer market.
Absolutely. So the next thing is diversify. I mean, don't focus on one platform. For Andre and I run the Twitter, he runs the Instagram, so it's nice to have a tag team basically. But if you're doing it by yourself, try not to focus on one thing, focus on one content stream. Always make sure to listen to your audience for what they want to see, and be sure to have like a multitude of topics and forms, whether it's video, audio, an interview, a video of you talking, a picture of what you're doing. Just make sure to keep it consistent and diversify. Also, make sure to utilize Instagram stories. Go live on Instagram once in a while, post an update of what you're doing, post pictures, link yourself to your YouTube or your website. Just make sure that you're taking every avenue of approach to growing your audience.
Definitely. It's great to use these different platforms to reach different audiences, but it's also good to stay diversified just to save your ass in case sometime down the road, one of those platforms such as Instagram or Twitter or LinkedIn loses its organic reach, just as Facebook did recently. Because if you go on Facebook now, 90% of the posts in your feed are going to be ads. So now you have to pay for engagement, and it's not as organic as Twitter and Instagram are right now. So stay diversified in case something like that happens, because it's going to happen. So
absolutely. For example, take the Paul brothers, who started out on Vine. Shawn Mendes started out on Vine. Now they're some of the top A-list celebrities in the world. all because they use their reach on there to go into YouTube and song making, Instagram, Twitter, basically all the accounts they've diversified onto, and they've seen massive success on every single one that they've gone onto. So definitely make sure to keep your content diversified.
Definitely. So next thing we're going to go into is just investing in yourself. You're going to hear this basically in every single episode that we do, because that is the number one theme and number one thing you should take away from our podcast is just to invest in yourself. And the way you could do this, like we just mentioned, there's never been a better time to pay for ads or shout outs or influencer shout outs because they're so cheap. The cost per click, the cost for a reach on Facebook ads, Instagram ads is crazy. Like think about 10 years ago when someone was trying to start like a flower shop and they were just putting up banner ads, billboards, newspapers. Now you could literally go on Facebook, target people 10 miles around you, people who have interest in flowers. Like you could literally find your ideal customer and send them an ad for a super cheap price. So take full advantage of this starting today.
I mean, Andre just said it best, so I'm just going to leave it at that. He crushed that one. But the next is building a community. So for us on Instagram, we have an engagement. We have several engagement groups where we'll fire out all of our posts to a group message, and everyone in there will interact with, comment, and like on our posts in return for us doing it to them. So it's basically just a group of people who are all looking to gain followers, and they all work together to build traction and keep up the engagement. So it's definitely a great way. If you can find an engagement group, make sure to join that. Even if it costs a few dollars a month, it's really going to pay off in the long run.
Definitely. And you just got to think, again, how you can add value and how others can add value. So you just got to create a community and a vibe where everyone is just offering something to each other so we can all level up at the same time, because there's enough to go around for everyone. So we just got to be generous and just got to have that giving mindset and attitude. And another way to do that is just through something like Facebook groups or a Slack group like we do. So there's multiple ways for you to approach this. Just find what works best for you and your audience and take full advantage of that.
Yeah, think about it, guys. It's hard enough to win on your own. If you have a group of people around you with the same mindset, it's a lot easier to be successful. And there's no better feeling than seeing yourself succeed along with your peers. So it's probably one of the coolest ways of social media organic growth these days. So we're going to talk about a way that you can very simply become successful. It's just as easy as being consistent. So post a few times a day on Instagram, post as much as you want on Twitter, update your LinkedIn with a new post every couple days, maybe once a day. Just make sure you're consistent, because with all the people on social media today, it's extremely easy to fall through the cracks and just become irrelevant and lose all of your engagement. So you have to be up to date, have to be posting regularly, and be proactive with your social media, because that's the only way you're going to gain and keep that following.
Yep, it's just being consistent and then being patient along with being consistent. So again, like it's hard on Instagram when you're putting in so much work, you're pushing out so much content, and maybe not a lot of people are seeing you yet. But like Gary Vee says, everyone starts with no followers. So we all start on the same level playing field. You just got to put in the work and be patient, because if you start to deliver value over time, you're going to get it right back. So just stay patient, stay consistent, and you're going to win, guaranteed.
Absolutely, guys. So to finish up, we're just going to leave you off with a few more resources to help you get started. And Andre's going to go into them and I'll just elaborate from there. So
yeah, so the last thing you want to do on social media is you want to direct them somewhere. So your goal on social media is to build an audience, but where do you want to send those people? Ask yourself, maybe even write this down right now. Why are you using social media? What do you want your audience to do? And basically, this is just going to be your call to action. So you always have to have a call to action. And a lot of people just forget to do the simple thing of asking your audience to do something. Once you deliver value over such a long period of time, your audience is going to feel obligated to pay you back in some way, whether it be buying your course, your mastermind, your coaching, an ebook, whatever it is. But the only way they're going to do that is if you ask. So you have to have a call to action and you have to decide what it's going to be. And some things to do this are obviously links and bios. Something that Christian and I use is Linktree, because you could implement a ton of different links in one link. It's kind of confusing, but if you just go on the website, it makes a lot of sense. And then the other one is bit.ly. This is basically a link shortener, but it's also super helpful because you can track metrics of the links and where the people who are clicking are coming from.
Absolutely, guys. Like, social media is great and all, and it's great to grow a following on there, but like Andre said, you have to direct them somewhere, whether it be to your high tier product, to some form of content that you produce, just whatever you're doing, make sure to have social media funnel people into what you want them to see. So That's it for us. Hope you enjoyed the episode. As always, if you made it to the end, we appreciate and love you, and we really hope you keep tuning in and keep giving us feedback, guys. Thank you.
Yep, and as always, guys, if you tuned in this episode, make sure to share it on your story, share it with your friend, share it with a classmate. Tag us in your Instagram story if you want to be featured on our page. It's just at Real Talk Uni Podcast. Take a picture of you listening to the podcast, share your thoughts, share your feedback. Simply tag us in the story, and we'll be sure to share it on our page. Thank you again so much for tuning in, and stay tuned for the next episode. Peace. Hey guys, show some love for the Real Talk University podcast by subscribing and leaving a review on the Apple Podcast app. See you all next week.